Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's September 14, 2022, and we're here for gentle group healing. This is a call we do every month or two where we want the healing, but we want it as gently as possible, please. That doesn't mean it will always be gentle, but the allies will make it as gentle as they can while giving us the healing we need. Welcome, Spirit Song. It's so good to have you back.
Feels good to be here.
Yeah. And I want to specifically welcome the folks who are on the live call right now, and that would be Carmen, Eric, Jeannie, Joanne, Lori, Renate. People are jumping in even as I speak here. Joanne, Susie. So I hope we got everyone, and more will be joining us too, I'm sure. Brian, yeah, because I didn't say Brian. So welcome, folks. And for those who are on the visual, that weird black thing between Spirit Song and me is our shadow against the backdrop. So that's just here. Live with it. We'll call it a perfect imperfection. And I'm just there trying to center us on the screen a little bit. Okay. So what are we doing tonight? We are doing gentle group healing, as I said. And the format will be same start as always, calling the directions, calling the allies. Invited awakening, and then we'll just say, hey, give us that gentle healing, please, allies, and we'll just relax and see where it goes. Pretty simple. We may or may not be called to make music. It's all just intuitively guided in the moment, as you know, and we'll see what happens. So thanks, y'all, for being here. As always, the request is please give us your undivided attention. You're co-creating the energetic field, whether you're live or on the recording. If you need to leave early, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. That's okay. And as we begin calling in the allies, I invite you to close your eyes. And if you feel energy moving in you, just passively feel it. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go passively. Anything you want to add before we do our allies?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and call mine and then you can call yours. Mm-hmm. Feel good?
Sure.
All right. So here we go. You want to set the pitch for the directions, please?
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kui.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
So Spirit Song and I, to get warmed up, we call in our own embodied awakening, our own unconditional love and Christ consciousness, and our own service to other fourth density or higher awareness. And now everybody, we call in Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our elemental allies, We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox.
Thank you all for being here, and thank you, Amma, Hugging Saint, feeling your presence so strongly right now. Thank you, Oya and Oya Seyrei. Thank you to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa tradition and all elders in every tradition. Thank you to the divine beings that we are in every dimension, in every time. Thank you for the highest expression of who we are and showing up in that way tonight. Thank you for the healing that we feel coming already. To all the grandmothers and grandfathers, we are so grateful. To the dolphins and whales and all the water spirits, thank you for being here. Thank you to all the angels and guides who are with us all the time. When we feel you and we know you're there, and when we don't, we know we are never alone. We are grateful for your presence here as we gather for highest good and hold each other and the whole world in love. We are grateful.
Thank you. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is, and blessed be.
Okay, anyone who's hearing my voice live or on the recording, now's a great time if you wish to call in your own allies. As long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent, they are welcome here. So we'll leave just a moment for extra allies. Feeling pretty sweet. We'll leave just a moment longer for extra allies. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's do embodied awakening. So, as you know, you're about to invite your higher self into your human self. It will only come to the extent that serves highest good. So if you wish, please repeat after me now, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Please let the words go and relax. If you feel energy moving within you, just passively feel that happening. If you don't, passively feel your breath coming and going on its own, however it wants to. Again, no activity whatsoever except passive awareness of energy or breath will give you the best outcome. If you get distracted, just gently come back to your awareness, energy or breath. Ignore any distractions in the background. And use the minimum effort needed to feel all this. Even zero effort might be enough. You might try it and see. We have a lot of experienced folks on the call. The embodied awakening field is growing quite nicely. Feels like there's one or two folks in the field who are using a little more effort than they need. And please remember to be completely passive, other than feeling energy moving inside you or breath coming and going on its own. That's feeling better. Thank you. We're nearly there. We'll leave just a moment longer for folks to get deeper into embodied awakening. If you're already there, just relax and hold the space. Or more realistically, let the space hold you. As a reminder, the way you can determine if you're in embodied awakening is that four things are all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. It is not necessary to get completely into embodied awakening to move forward. Just do the best you can. That'll be fine. Here's the allies, raring to go. Thank you, allies. Allies, as always, we're so profoundly grateful for the privilege of working with you. Tonight, we're here for gentle group healing. Allies, we request that each person who's in this event, whether they're live or on the recording, now receive the healing that will serve their highest good. And please give that to them, allies, as gently as gets it done. Thank you. Here they go. Okay, so from here forward, Spirit Song and or I will narrate what we're experiencing. That will most likely be what most folks on the call are experiencing at the same time. You may be experiencing something different, in which case, just stay with what your experience is. Please never use effort to match our description. Many custom experiences will be happening. And just go with it. I recommend passive, just feeling energy move or being with whatever experience arises for you. Just allowing. Please don't try to change your experience to something more pleasant. If it's intense, then it's supposed to be. Whatever you clear on one of our calls is cleared forever, not coming back. You do have to feel it to heal it. Again, they'll be doing it as gently as gets it done, but it still might be intense at times. So here we go. Oh, finally, there may be periods of silence and we're still here, just not yammering. There may or may not be music. Just depends what we're guided to do. So release your expectations and just relax and receive your healing. I'm noticing my body is vibrating a little bit, and I'm feeling heat in the bottoms of my feet. Those are all signals to me that healing is happening through me. So among the things you might experience are your body similarly shaking or vibrating or trembling. You might be crying or making sound. Your body might be moving in various ways to release energy. All that's fine, as long as no one gets hurt. Whatever wants to happen is fine. You might have a still and silent release. You might be very active and noisy. Whatever happens is fine. No one on the call will hear you because everyone's muted. Except, of course, for me and Spirit Song.
And I'm being called to invite you to speak the name of anyone you know that you want to include in this time. No one will hear you because you're muted. Sometimes it is beneficial to speak that name out loud, even if it's your own name.
Yeah, the allies are giving a big thumbs up to that. And they're also assuring us that, you know, obviously you might be doing that without that person's consent. But the allies, if such a name is spoken, will check in with that person's higher self. And that person will only receive whatever healing energy serves their highest good. So there's no danger of inappropriate intrusion. You can speak a person's name and they'll get only what really serves them.
Yes, we've already cleared that this is only in alignment with highest good, so you can be comfortable in that.
I'm feeling the energy getting noticeably stronger. My body now feels more like energy than flesh. So they're gradually increasing the intensity of the field. And they're doing it gently. Mm-hmm. Thank you, allies. There's a lot of subtle motion in our group field. Really sweet. That almost feels like fireflies flickering on and off in a night landscape. Again, still very gentle, but getting some good healing work done. The allies want me to remind you that if you really want the gentlest healing, then don't resist anything. It's when you just be with whatever comes up for healing and just embrace it, be with it until it clears, then that will create the maximum gentleness of experience. Any resistance will make it less gentle. So just be with it. As always, there will be no overwhelm. No one will ever be given an experience in Awakening Plus that is too much. Now I'm feeling energy currents running around through my brain. Feels really nice. Feels a little like a cool breeze going around in there, but a pleasantly cool breeze. I'm feeling a little bliss coming into the field now. Still mostly a healing field, but some nice energy is starting to creep in around the edges in my experience. There's still a lot of release, especially out my feet, a little out my hands. They're very smooth, very gentle, very steady. We're pretty blended now as a group. So what's coming through you might be yours. It might be someone else's. It really doesn't matter. If it's in your field, it's yours to process. And if you just stay passive, the allies will bring it through just fine, each according to their abilities.
I feel called to share that if you aren't seeing anything in particular or experiencing anything observable, that in that place of absolute quietness and nothingness, there is great power. And it's okay to shake and make sounds, just like Benny has said. And it's okay to just be in the place that you are, in the space of what is nothing and everything. Just try not to judge, but accept and allow. It's beautiful and perfect. You are beautiful and perfect, just as you are.
Yeah, this is a profoundly peaceful healing space. Really nice. I feel the energies very subtly shifting and transforming. So nice. So my experience is now shaded more into ecstasy. There's still some healing happening, but it's definitely crossed that middle line into feeling really good. As always, effective healing work peels a layer of that great onion of consciousness, revealing even more of your divine source, which feels really good and awakens you just a little bit more. I'm noticing more physical body awareness. I'm also noticing we're only about 35 minutes into the call, so I don't know if we're going to have a very short call or if they're going to have something else they're going to do here. We'll just have to wait and see what the allies have in mind. So if your experience is mirroring mind, you're now more aware of your physical body. Feels quite different than when we started, of course. Pulsing with energy. Alive and vibrant. And as always, they're integrating these higher energies that you've been part of into your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Only as much of this as you can hold moving forward. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy draining out my feet. So as part of this coming back in, as frequently happens, the introduction of all this higher vibration energy is needing to make some room for itself. So heavy energies that are not compatible with it are being flushed out. Once again, gently, but definitively. As always, if your experience is not matching our description, just go with what's happening for you. I'm feeling there's at least one person live or on the recording who is feeling some discomfort in this process and they are clenching against it. They're resisting. Let me encourage you to relax and just be with the process, even if it is not comfortable. It is in your relaxing into the discomfort that will move it along faster. If you resist it, if you clench against it, it's going to take longer and it's going to feel worse. So just release your preference. Just be with whatever you're feeling, pleasant or not. And that will move it along faster, for sure. That's better. Now the bliss is ramping up again. Stronger. So my experience now, I'm firmly in my body, but my aura is getting bigger. So just rest passively in the awareness of whatever your energy field is doing. It was as if my aura expanded just to get more light, and now it's back into the size of my body, and more heavy stuff is clearing out. Kind of like another rinse cycle. Now I'm aware of both my individual human self and the blended group field that we're sharing. It's a beautiful dual experience. I'm feeling very firmly settled into my physical body. This might be the end. There's some more heavy energy flushing out my feet as the settling in brings more light in. So relax as more higher consciousness is infused into your human experience for you to maintain and deepen later in your daily practice if you wish. Whoa, that's a pretty dramatic infusion of higher consciousness right there. Thank you, allies. I'm feeling that mostly in my brain. And that's a possible ending point there. Let me check in with Spirit Song. Does that feel complete to you?
Yeah, I was just feeling that too.
Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to close the container and then we'll open it up for any questions or comments you may have.
Go ahead.
Have it. Why don't you set
join?
The,
I'll join you.
Well, why don't you set the tone, please? Thank you.
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha.
Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful experience. Thanks for being so gentle with the healing. Thanks for all the higher consciousness, too. Thanks for bringing it all back home into the body. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with any person who's been part of this experience, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Spirit Song and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Anything you want to throw in, darling?
Just gratitude and blessings to all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? 1, 2, 3. All righty. A tight little 45-minute event there. Let me allow unmuting in case anyone wants to chime in with anything. All right, anyone can now unmute themselves and speak. Just go right ahead and do that if you're so inclined, or type in the chat. We're all ears.
And take as much time as you need. Sometimes when we're really deep, it takes a little bit to come back.
Yeah. Or if you'd rather type, we're all eyes. Thanks for being here and raising the vibration of our call, darling.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got serious head buzz. While we're waiting for feedback, I'm excited to announce that I got the edits back on my book from my editor. She caught lots of little things that are going to make it all better. Lots of grammatical things, a few word exchanges, she's suggesting. She went through it with a total fine-tooth comb, and I'll be excited to incorporate that over the next couple of days. So, roughly only 3 weeks out from publication. It's coming up fast.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's been such an honor for me to watch, to witness the in-depth, intensive, ongoing process to be able to bring this gift that'll help so many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my definitive statement on the invocations so far.
Yes.
All right, we got a really quiet house here. Anyone got any questions or comments? Lori types. You want to read it or should I?
Go ahead.
Congrats. Toward the end, I got restless and it felt like energy was loading up in different parts of my body. And then there would be like a spasm. What is this? Okay. What I'm getting intuitively was the loading was them bringing something to critical mass and the spasm was shaking loose some heavy energy. That to me is the most likely explanation. And the restlessness was your awareness of that stuck thing starting to get broken up so it could release. Mm-hmm. That would be my best guess, Lori.
That resonates for me too. A lot of times when something is ready to be released, it will allow you to feel it, to be able to just say yes, surrender, and let it go. Taking whatever it is, you don't even have to know what it is that is ready to be freed and go on. And we know that it is for highest good, whatever it is, because mm-hmm. that's what we have declared and invited. And then we trust and know that that's what's happening.
Yeah, I had a pretty dramatic experience of that just a few months ago in an ayahuasca ceremony. It was the first time I had drunk ayahuasca mixed with daime, which is the kind of ayahuasca they serve in Santo Daime ceremonies. And that medicine spasmed me for like 4 hours. I am not kidding. When I get in ceremony, I've learned that if I lay down on my stomach and I release the heavy energy out my belly in the way that the Caro up in Peru teach, that's a really good way for me. And I laid on my belly. It must have been, these ceremonies run like 6 to 8 hours that I go to. And I wasn't watching the clock, but it could easily have been 4 hours just shaking. And it was so surgical. I mean, sometimes only my left shoulder would be shaking and then only my right thigh would be shaking. And the medicine was just so thorough going to every single part. Like, let's shake that out now. We don't want that in there. Mm-hmm. And I was just stunned. I've never had that intelligent and methodical a shakeup in a ceremony in all the years I've done it. So y'all got off easy. You want to read Brian's notes?
Sure. Brian says to everyone, so much gratitude and appreciation to the both of you and our divine allies. Such a sweet energy tonight and very peaceful. Eternal blessings, everyone. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
We are so grateful for your presence here.
Yeah.
You bring so much beauty and light, and we're grateful.
That he does. Super high presence. Thank you, Brian. Anyone else, or am I going to have to tell another ayahuasca story? Kidding. Although now that I mention that, my intention is in this October 2 to 8 electional window when I'm launching my book, I'm also planning to launch a new podcast called Awakening Plus. And it will be podcast only on spiritual topics, and I'll be talking about invocations, and I'll be having guests on talking about their techniques, and I'm also going to be telling ayahuasca stories. My initial idea is to go back to when I started like 17 years ago and just not relate every single ceremony I ever did, but go back, okay, that ceremony was significant, and that would be a really interesting story, and there's a good teaching in there. And so I'm imagining that the this new podcast will have a variety of interesting topics. People can listen to the episodes that interest them and skip the ones that don't. And Renate types, that was beautiful. Thank you. Well, thank you, Renate, for being here.
Yes.
Deanna types, do you want to read hers?
Thank you, all y'all. The energy is quite sweet tonight.
Yeah. The allies definitely stayed on task. It was gentle and it was healing. And the awakening, you just can't have true healing without more awakening. They just go hand in hand. So, sorry anyone who didn't want awakening tonight. You got it anyway. Oh, well.
And it's just so important to understand that we all have different ways, and even different ways at different times, of processing and accessing. And if you're not shaking around, don't let yourself think, what's wrong? Why am I not feeling that way? Or if you're not in a state of deep bliss, what am I doing wrong because I feel this or that? Not judging is one of the most important parts of just allowing and accepting with grace that what is happening is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind wants to chatter, and you know, it's a natural thing to be curious and want to know, but the deepest, most powerful thing that can happen in my experience is just letting go and trusting what's happening for each person's unique experience of that.
Yeah. Well said, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
Yeah.
Susie types, thanks to all participants. Love the continuing sweet residuals.
Mm.
Yeah.
True.
If I had my druther, I wouldn't shake at all. I actually know some people who lead ceremony, they don't ever shake that I can tell. I'm envious. Because it doesn't look cool to shake around like a jackhammer like I do sometimes, but it's what I do. So I just have to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's starting to feel like a wrap. Last call for any questions or comments. Anybody wants to unmute and speak or type a little bit more, whatever.
It looks like that a hand behind us. Here I am.
Yeah, that's an interesting little shadow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
It's the big random element of the call. Saying, hello, I'm here. Hello from the other world. Okay, we'll wrap it up, folks. As always, such huge gratitude to all of you, especially you regulars who show up time after time, whether you're coming in live or on the recording. We join together to make a really powerful and effective field. I'm just super grateful. So any last words you got, baby?
I think that was perfect.
All right. So big, big thanks to everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow night, September 15, for our monthly community support call. That one's not recorded. And you're welcome to show up live at 8 p.m. Eastern and join us and hang out and, you know, share what's been going on or just chat about this and that. It's kind of can be therapeutic, can be just kind of a social hangout. It just turns into whatever it is every month. So hope to see you there, and many blessings to everybody. Bye.
Bye.